The next patient is Charles Carlson. The last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 86-year-old white male that is followed in this clinic because of the presence of CKD-3B going into CKD-4, period. The patient could have nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, and the aging process. However, this patient has a very important obstructive component. In the post-void ultrasound, there was a residual of 130 mL, reason to refer to the urologist. The patient was seen by Dr. Arciola. We are going to get in touch with Dr. Arciola to see whether or not he is considering intervention in this particular case. At the present time, we have a serum creatinine that is 2.3. Has been 1.7, 1.4, 2.2, 2.3, and this is most likely associated to the obstructive component. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has hyperuricemia. He is not taking the ureteric that has been most likely because of the presence of CKD-4. Following number, anemia that is evaluated and treated by Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, at the Florida Cancer Center. The hemoglobin has remained between 10 and 10.5. Whether or not the patient has a paraprotein is unknown. The kappa lambda ratio is slightly elevated, period. Following number, hyperkalemia that has resolved. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Following number, cardiomyopathy that is followed by a cardiologist. Following number, peripheral artery disease status post stents. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months, but we are going to talk to the urologist, Dr. Arciola, to consider intervention, period. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.